RCR with Paul Brennan.
It was about a month ago that we spoke with Vince Cucurillo, who is the mayor of Whangarei. We were talking then, and many of our listeners have been aware of how we got to the point where we talked to Vince a couple of weeks ago, the growing pressure from the Director General of Health on councils that are resisting or refusing to implement water fluoridation. I want to read from an RNZ story last week. Whangarei District Council locked in a battle of wills with Ministry of Health over fluoridation. And they tell us the agenda for next week's, which is this week's now fluoride-themed Whangarei District Council meeting, reveals councillors will be asked to revoke an earlier decision not to fluoridate the city's water supply. So we thought we'd ask Vince back on RCR to get right up to date. Vince, welcome back. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem, Paul. Appreciate it.
I think there was talk of severe penalties, personal liability, and possible jail time. That might have been a bit of a laugh, but okay. Are those things still hanging in the air?
I think you'll find for anyone who has a different opinion to what the Director General of Health is, these are all, as we've previously discussed, these are all things that will always be possibilities.
All right. So the meeting last week, what happened there?
So basically, we had an agenda item produced up, which was a confidential agenda item, which covered a lot of legal privilege stuff from our lawyer. And for the consistency of the court case and making sure it was all done, we had it in confidential. However, the meeting didn't get to confidential, the agenda didn't get on the table because majority of the councillors said no, they wanted it in open. So what we've done is we've stripped out all the confidential information out of the agenda. So what you've got is a very sanitised version from the staff's view of what needs to happen.
The way you put that, it sounds like that might not be ideal.
Look, there's a lot of information in there, especially when it comes to a court case, that you've got to make sure that you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And the best way to do that is to actually, when you're dealing with the elected members, is to make sure that they can have a free and frank discussions and debate over the issues, all issues. What this is doing is this is actually stopping them from actually having those debates and focusing on just the agenda item itself.
Right. So there's a deadline that's looming for fluoridation, isn't there? Can you remind us what it is?
So the deadline is the 28th of March.
Okay. So there's a case you're still waiting to hear the outcome of. So this is all coming down to a bit of a finely tuned thing time-wise.
Yeah, so this coming Tuesday, we actually have a court case in the High Court where we're aiming for an interim injunction, which again, is determined by the court to say whether we can actually hold off putting fluoride in the water until our court case is actually heard. So this is a process that's going through, and as I said, that's the information that got stripped from the agenda.
And the case is around again?
It's this one on Tuesday is about the interim injunction, which allows a council to basically not put the fluoride in the water until their court case is actually heard.
Right, and the case to be eventually heard is
whether the first of all two things, which is the level of the fluoride which is to be added to the water, and we've got different lawyers from different sides saying different things. And then at the same time, we've also got whether the Director of General Health actually has the right to override the decision of the public.
So this is quite a big case, really, in national terms, not just Northland Whangarei.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And could be a sort of set the die.
Yes, when you look at it like that, yes, it can quite easily do that. The most important thing is that you need to make sure your elected members are up to speed with everything, and I've made sure that they are fully aware of all the information that's provided by the court and also the information that's been provided by the lawyers. So everyone is aware of everything.
What's your feeling on who supports doing what? Because, and I think it's a reasonable question, because there has been endless promotion of the benefits of fluoride ingested through the water supply in, you know, combating problems with oral health, particularly low socio. We've heard the story. So that's been around for decades. New information is available, which is as compelling as it's ever been. Is there an awareness of this amongst your councillors?
There's information out there, and the councillors have all had the opportunity to go through all of the information, both provided by the legal, both legal sides of the court case. However, it's more than that. There's a lot of information out there which, you know, we've had Michael Connett into talk to the chamber. At the same time, we've also had the health professionals in the dental industry to come and talk to the chamber. So we've had both groups come in. The biggest thing that comes out of every discussion, and it's made quite clear, is while there are people who are pushing fluoride, fluoride's not the cure. It is, in the health industry's point of view, it is one of several tools in the toolbox. And everyone, and there's no one person who would disagree, that the most important thing is brushing your teeth twice a day, flossing it, and eating good food. That is probably the biggest changes to tooth decay.
Yeah, so people understand that. That's what I'm trying to get to, because this is where this will be won or lost in the end.
Yeah, so there is not one elected member in council who does not believe that brushing your teeth twice a day, flossing it, and eating properly for good food, or, you know, good quality food, or food which is good for you, is beneficial. They all agree with that, 100%.
And you can access fluoride without
having it. And if you wanted to, you could go purchase fluoride tablets. Yes, you most certainly could.
Or toothpaste.
Yep.
Okay, then. Now, presumably, you're carrying on work because you kind of have to be ready to fluoridate, but also be ready to hit the brakes.
Yeah. So the most important thing is for us in our situation, we've been told by our engineers that they need at least nine full days to do full testing to make sure that the equipment is able to put the fluoride in the water at the correct dosage. One of the things you don't want is you don't want to have the wrong dosage in any water. So that's, you know, what the correct dosage actually needs to be at the end of the day is one that we want to get tested in the court of law. However, at this present moment, we've been told to dose it at a certain level, and that's what they've got to have testing to do.
You personally, if you have to go through with this, where does that leave you?
Where does that leave us?
Because you know it's wrong.
Yep. So we've got a situation where there is, this is the reason why we have this, we have to take it to the court of law, because there is actually several different versions of people's opinion about the law. So you've got one, which is the the Health Act, which it clearly states in Section 23 that you're to do no harm and you're to basically make sure that your water is safe. And that's also clearly states under the Water Act and all the other different acts that are out there. So from a council point of view, you've got to make sure your water is as safe as possible. To the other degree, you have the Section 116, which clearly states that the Director of General Health can direct fluoride to be added to the water. So very, very clear. And unfortunately, because we don't have a clear definition of what is actually safe, again, this is because of recent information, that is the reason why we're questioning it.
Just back to talking about sort of redactions and taking confidential pieces out of reports, et cetera. Exactly what? I mean, obviously, you've got to tell us exactly what, but what is that information regarding or surrounding that people can't hear it?
Yeah, so what we have is when we have a lawyer providing information to counsel, there is a legal privilege, and under the Local Government Act, there is a requirement that if there's legal privilege, then it's actually the Local Government Official Information Meetings Act, which actually says that they have the right to ask for their information to be kept confidential. So any information which may be beneficial to the court case or detrimental to the court case, whichever the case may be, councils are legally required to keep that information confidential.
Changing the law would fix it, right?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Winston Peters has criticised this. Shane Jones is a high-profile local. Do you see any hope from, you know, the political layer, let's say, in Wellington?
Oh, look, we have a. There is a lot of supporters down there for Northland, and that's one thing about it. There are a lot of them who want to see the best thing happen for Northland. Now, none of them are doctors, except for if it was Dr. Shane Retty. And most of the people that are there are all saying, look, we'd like to see what happens in court. Some of them would say, look, let's just do what the Director General of Health has saying, because they've got all the professionals behind them. So there is a mixed approach down there. However, we have got a lot of support from ministers in those positions.
What happens in 20 years, and you know the IQ of locals are measured, and there's a suspicious drop. Who's liable for that?
That is one which we're asking for the legal clarification over. As again, I said to you, there's a couple of laws there, and one which just says the Director General of Health has the right to override anything for fluoride. And there's also another section of law which actually says the council is ultimately liable and responsible. So that's why we need it taken to court, so we can actually determine who's actually liable if something gets determined as it is unsafe.
Okay, so just to wrap up, because a lot of things are going to happen in quick time, looking at the next 2 weeks for our listeners, what are the significant posts along the way before the end of this month?
So tomorrow we have the agenda item which is talked about, which is there, and that is relying on the court case on Tuesday and the outcome of the court case on Tuesday. If in both situations it moves that the fluoridation must be added, then we will be doing testing and also then adding the fluoridation into the water. There is always options, and I think the Tauranga District Council has already done that. They've created options for non-fluoridated water that can be taken. So there is options for that, and that's something that the team need to investigate and go through. So there are several things that can happen between now and the 28th of March.
Vince Cucurullo, the Mayor of Whangarei, thanks for coming back on RCR. We'll be watching over the next period of time very closely, and maybe we'll have you back. I'm sure we will, for another chat.
Not a problem. Thanks for the call.